How to return after a break without guilt. At some point, most people take a break from the piano. It might be a few days, it might be a few weeks. Sometimes life simply takes over. When this happens, many adults hesitate to return. They think, I've lost momentum. I've probably forgotten everything. I should have been more disciplined. This guilt makes restarting harder than it needs to be. So let's reset that idea right now. A break is not a setback. It is part of life. Nothing has been erased. Your hands remember more than you think. Your ears remember more than you expect. And even if things feel unfamiliar at first, that does not mean progress is gone. The most important thing when returning is how you begin. Do not try to catch up. Do not start where you left off with high expectations. Instead, start gently. Sit at the piano and play something familiar. Even a few notes is enough. This first session is not about improvement. It is about reestablishing comfort. Short sessions are especially important after a break. 5 to 10 minutes is perfect. Stopping early protects confidence and prevents frustration. You may notice that things return quickly once you relax. Memory often wakes up after 1 or 2 calm sessions. This is why returning kindly works so well. There is no need to explain the break. There is no need to make up for lost time. Simply begin again. Learning piano later in life is not about maintaining streaks. It's about maintaining a healthy relationship with the instrument. And healthy relationships allow pauses. In the next chapter, we'll talk about designing your personal piano lifestyle so piano fits naturally into your life instead of competing with it.